Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk some Vikings football. The Minnesota Vikings, in my opinion, they should inquire about Jaire Alexander, the former Green Bay Packers a cornerback that has been released. Jaire Alexander he's a talented cornerback. A couple of years ago, he was a top five cornerback in the National Football League. Now, I know that he's had a few injuries here the last couple of years. There's been some discussion about how maybe his ego's gotten a little inflated. But the Packers didn't bring him back, and I think that the number, because they were trying to trade him, and I think that he was making, it might have been around like $17
million. Yeah, it's $17 million.
And yep, so there were no takers, so now they have released him. I think that the Minnesota Vikings should inquire. They should kick the tires on Jaire Alexander. Now, I'm not saying that they have to sign him. All I'm saying is they need to investigate that. They need to do their research on him. If he physically is past the injury stuff and he's got a pretty relatively clean bill of health, man, he would look good in purple, I believe. Because they need somebody with that top-tier type of talent at the quarterback position. Yeah. And the reason why I bring this up, and I'd love your opinions on this, at 651-461-9226, is because that is the area of the Vikings squad, to me, that has questions. Now, right now, when you look at the Vikings, cornerback-wise, you'll look at Mekhi Blackmon coming off injury.
Yep.
Isaiah Rodgers, he's coming off the suspension. Jeff Okuda was a top five selection in the NFL draft. He's been oft injured. So there's an injury situation there. He has never had the ability to show what he can do. But now, him coming out of Ohio State, I was like, that's the guy I'd
love
to see.
Yeah, and he's been on four teams in 4 years, too. Yes. That's also kind of a...
So with all that being said, I think you do your research on it, man.
Well, I think you do, and I think that this regime right now, because the Marcus Davenport thing did not work out, but they're taking a chance on Kelly. They're taking a chance on Freeze. They're taking a chance on Hargrove, like Isaiah Rodgers. There are guys that they've gone out this offseason and spent money on, banking on the fact that their training staff is going to be able to keep these guys healthy. And I think this is a different situation than Andrew Booth and even Louis Cine, just that awful, awful injury. I think this is different with the staff that they've got. I think that this is a very, and this is where the analytics come into play, I feel, by Kwesi Dofamensah. So everything would point to I think they know they have to shore up the secondary because Jalen Ramsey is going to more than likely going to get dealt from Miami. Mm-hmm. He's also been linked to the Vikings. I don't know what – I mean, the salary cap is a myth. You can make anything work if you want to. I mean, how much spite does Jair Alexander have? Like, if he wants spite, then there's no better place to spite the Packers than here. I mean, you can go to Detroit, but I mean, you got a former teammate over here in Aaron Jones. Like, this is where former Packers come.
Maybe Aaron Jones can recruit him.
I would. The same way that Ryan Longwell, you know, recruited Brett Favre.
Well, listen to this quote from Packers president Mark Murphy. He says, quote, "He's been a great player for us, obviously elite talent, unfortunately just injured a lot. Unfortunately, that's a big part of our game." Now, he's played more than 7 regular season games in a season just once in the last 4 years. Now, in 2020 and 2022, he was a Pro Bowl player and second team All-Pro. So that tells you what type of talent he has.
Yeah, he's legit.
But he's been injured. And so you got to weigh it. You got to, it's a balancing act here. You got to weigh it. Now, I'm not paying $17 million for Jair Alexander. But if you were to say to me, would you roll the dice on Jair Alexander at like 10 mil? I would.
Yeah, I think you go with a base of 10 and just make it incentive laden. And put it on snaps. You know, put it on things that, you know, interceptions, I feel, are very, you know, those are fickle because the ball's got to be thrown to you. If they're not throwing at you, you're not going to get those. But maybe it's just a percentage of snaps that he plays. Like, there are ways that you can word it without eating, you know, without having a huge amount against the salary cap. I really believe that.
So you're with me. You're in favor of kicking the tires.
Absolutely.
Doing the research.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
where are you out on Jair, though?
Was I out?
No, I said, where are you out? Like, is there a number where you're like, I'm good?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously.
You don't think there's a number?
I mean, it would
there's
have
a
to
number.
Be.
There has to be a number where you're out.
I mean, I would say maybe 15.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
You're out at anything over 10? Would you go 12?
I'm out about 12. 11? This is the reason why.
I would go 12 because he's not going to get 17 because if he would have taken 17, he still would have been in Green Bay.
But I'm not going to give him 12, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You're already rolling the dice on Jeff Okuda. Like, what if Jeff Okuda ends up being able to be healthy? What if Jeff Okuda is able to resurrect his career here? Well, like, that'd be one of the biggest come-ups ever.
It would, but number one, what's the contract situation for Okuda? I haven't looked at it. And then number two, what's wrong with having two potentially all-pro quarterbacks? Like, you put Okuda on one side and you put Jair Alexander on the other? Like, that's the gravy train with biscuit wheels right there. That's the dream if you can have one guy play man-to-man on each side.
Jeff Okuda signed a 1-year deal with the Vikings for $2.3 million.
Oh, see, that's a drop in the bucket. I'm excited about that. Like, if he can stay healthy, absolutely. Because
he was the third pick overall in 2020.
Yeah, man, coming out of Ohio State, that dude was legit.
Oh, he was legit, yeah. He was the best corner in college football.
Yes. Yeah, no question. But, yeah, just the inability to stay healthy. I do think that, I don't want to say it was intentional, but you look at everything else that they've upgraded, and we're talking about the secondary as being an area of weakness. This could have been by design as well. Like, you know that you could probably shore up or get more bodies later on in camp. You know, maybe it's easier to pick up a cornerback that you can use more so than, you know, because you're never going to have a complete roster right after the draft and free agency. Like, every team is going to have needs, whether you're the Chiefs or you're the Eagles or the Lions or, you know, 49ers, whatever. The Vikings were not a complete team, but I feel like there are options out there that they can shore that up in a couple of moves.
Maybe the Vikings can reacquire Andrew Booth Jr.
Hey, going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder, right? Look what I can do. Dallas released him, right?
Yes, they released him. He's on a practice squad, though.
Well,
no. He's still with that. He's still with Dallas because he was traded to Dallas.
Uh huh.
Released, signed to the practice squad. And now he's been promoted to the. He was promoted actually to the active roster back in December.
Okay.
So he's still with Dallas.
Okay.
Technically.
Well, good for him. Good for him. Great player if he could just stay healthy. I mean, I think there were so many.
If your injuries go back to college, you might. I mean, that might not be something that's a thing. Great player back when he was in middle school.
Well, I mean,
I was a great player in middle school.
Pop Warner counts. What kind of tape is there? The All 22 tape from when you were playing Pop Warner?
I don't know, man. You'd have to go search on the VHS.
the big old handheld that. That mom's sitting there on like the 35 yard line. That's like
the VHS, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a tape somewhere where I was making all kind of tackles one day.
Was that on SP? It probably should have been on SLP, and I'm guessing it was probably on SP. So they missed all the really good plays.
Oh wow!
You're like, oh, it's supposed to be an 8 hour tape. Oh, I'm sorry, honey, I only got two. That's my baseball career. It's like, where's my no hitter? Oh, this is a 2 hour tape, and the game was 3 hours. Oh, okay.
You're funny. You definitely funny. All right, 651. You are funny.
That's when I peaked. I peaked in eighth grade.
651-461-9226. Hey, we got a little bit of breaking news that I want to get to in the world of sports. We'll do that next year on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, a little bit of breaking news from the National Hockey League. TJ Oshie retiring. TJ Oshie retiring. Listen, this is what's so crazy about this story. Washington Capitals star TJ Oshie retires after 16 years. Let me say this. It feels like just yesterday TJ Oshie broke into the National Hockey League, number one. Number two, we all know the success that he had. But my goodness, dude. TJ Oshie is 38? That's mind-blowing to me. He does not come across as an older guy.
No.
Can you believe he's already played 16 seasons? That's crazy.
Yeah, I really can't believe it. But, I mean, you think about, for Morrow, the first time I got a look at him was playing at the University of North Dakota.
In full transparency, he didn't play this past year.
He was still.
He had a back injury or something.
He was still active. He just, officially retired after 16 seasons.
Whoa.
But yeah, I remember watching him at UND, and I was like, because NDSU, for all of the really good things that we have club hockey. Like UND hockey is just, it doesn't compare. But then I remember also watching him in the USHL with the Sioux Falls Stampede. And he kind of came through that junior ranks, and he really had to grind for it. And what a really good, solid career by TJ Oshie. Really, really good.
I mean, he became a household name 2014 Sochi Olympics. He scored on four of his six attempts in the shootout. USA beat Russia 3-2.
Yeah. It's. I remember him playing for the Blues. Of course, the Capitals. I was kind of surprised to see that he was still active when I saw that he retired today, and I'm like, for some reason, I mean, I knew that he was on injured reserve with Washington, but for some reason, I didn't think I was for sure. I was like, oh, he's either already retired or he's on the active roster.
All right, this is one thing that, and I've always been kind of like. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But international rules allow teams to use a player over and over and over in shootouts once the initial three go.
Yeah.
And at one point with Oshie, he just, it was either Oshie or nobody, right? Yeah. That's not fair. Spread it out, man.
No, man. Hey,
what you mean?
Now, you got one job, right? If you're great at the shootout, it's like if you're in soccer and you got some guy that's really good at the free kick, the penalty kick, you're going to let him do it over and over. Not everybody needs a chance.
That doesn't happen in soccer. You don't let the person go over and over again.
No, but that's what I mean. It's like, I think that.
That should not be a thing.
It shouldn't. It
mix it up.
I have no problem with TJ Oshie being the guy. Not at all.
All right, so let me throw this at you. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Yes, I have.
I have never been to a chiropractor. I've heard really good things. It looks weird. It looks a little scary to me. Okay? It looks weird. It looks a little scary to me. This story doesn't make me want to hustle into going to a chiropractor.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This is from People Magazine.
Okay.
A woman by the name of Carissa Klunt.
What's the last name?
It's Klunt. K-L-U-N-D-T.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard that right.
She was regularly seeing a chiropractor after struggling with back pain, okay, after the removal of her breast implants had made her ill.
Okay.
My muscles got really tight. It was such a huge surgery. The muscles tightened. It was really painful. So she was seeing a chiropractor, and it was helpful until a substitute stepped in during a November 2022 appointment.
Ooh, I don't like a substitute chiropractor.
Okay, so things are going well with the chiropractor. Then one of her sessions, and for full transparency, I am that person that if I have an amazing experience with somebody, there's not going to be any substitutes. I'm sticking with the person.
Right, yeah.
If my person's not available, I'm sorry.
You're canceling and you're waiting till they're back.
I'll just wait till they're back.
Yeah. I feel you.
But now I'm not talking about in terms of with a chiropractor, because I've never been to one in my life.
You're just saying like a regular doctor, physician.
But I'm talking about in terms of like, well, just regular like massage therapist, stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Okay.
So she went to the appointment with the substitute. The chiropractor tore an artery in her neck.
Oh, my God.
While cracking her neck.
Oh, my God.
She ended up in the ICU and was bedridden for weeks after the injury.
Oh, dude.
That's...
Like that... No,
that's,
that...
That's scary.
Yeah.
That is scary.
It is, because there's the sudden jarring and like, you know, the resetting of everything.
The Cleveland Clinic explains, quote, it can affect blood flow, putting you at risk for life-threatening complications, because it was a tear in the artery that runs along the spine.
She says,
I knew straight away that it was from the chiropractor. That's where the pain all started from.
I've never
heard of a story like this.
I never have
I'm
either.
Dead serious.
And you see these, and you see the videos. Like, my wife is just obsessed with them. Because
really?
I
know people that are addicted to them.
Oh, yeah. Like
they have to go.
Oh, no. I mean, she will not. I keep telling her she needs to go to a chiropractor because her back is always sore. But she'll watch these videos of just somebody getting like their neck cracked or their back cracked. It's like crack, crack, crack. And then it's just like it's a sudden thing. And then you're like, oh, my goodness. It does feel good when it's like reset, because it's like your body's reset to what it was. And like the toxins and everything's like it's, you know, oxygen is released into the bloodstream. It just feels good. But it's such an intense motion, though, that you see.
Oh.
Like, you would have to get it right.
Well, I've seen a million videos where people are like, oh, my gosh, I feel amazing right now. I feel amazing right now. And it makes you want to, like, go and see if it actually works.
Yeah. And I mean, it was been years since I've been to a chiropractor, but I remember.
And what was your experience like?
It was great. It was great because.
Did you instantly feel good?
Yes. Yeah, really? I did because. One of the places that I was actually in Sioux Falls after I broke my thumb, and I was having like a rehab there, and not to this extent, but I had the therapist was like, you know, breaking up the scar tissue in my thumb, and she was pressing, and all of a sudden I was like, okay, that's not right. And she's like, no. And I'm like, no, that's not right. You're hurting me. Stop. And she kept going. I went back, found out she had rebroken my thumb when I was in therapy. Like, she was sitting there trying to break up the scar tissue. And she
was
like,
trying to break it?
She was trying to break up the scar tissue.
Okay.
But what she had done. Yeah, she had, like, pushed my knuckle.
Too far.
Down too far. And she had fractured it again. And so I had to go back and get another surgery for it. And then. But, yeah, they were also a chiropractor place. So, needless to say, I got chiropractic care and therapy for free after that.
This makes me officially scared of chiropractors. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. It doesn't make me scared, but I mean, where it was this. See, now all I can think of is like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons or Dr. Hartman from Family Guy. Just like, no, you would think that they'd be a licensed professional if they're in a professional setting. And man, just to hear that you tear. What did she tear? Like an artery, like that went down the spine. It's just, yeah. When you're talking about something being torn internally, there's a lot of force. Nah, I'll still go, but I won't go to that person.
Yeah, it is super interesting. All right, 651-461-9226. We lost a legend today. Sly Stone passed away at the age of 82. We discuss it next year after weather on the Lake Show. Sly Stone, front man, Sly in the Family Stone, has passed away at the age of 82. You talking about icons, legends in music? Sly Stone was that. And so I've seen numerous you know, just tributes to him in his passing. And Sly Stone was a little bit before my time. But I want to talk about Sly Stone in this way, though. Even though he was a little bit before my time in terms of like when I was growing up, look, when I was a kid, I wasn't listening to Sly and the Family Stone, okay? I wasn't. But this is the thing. When we talk about iconic musicians whose music will live forever, I am no different than any other adult out there that as you get older and you venture out of your comfort zone with regards to music and being somebody that wants to get into the history of musicians, that's when you appreciate the genius of Sly Stone. And also, there's something unique about my favorite genre that allows me to be diverse in what music I listen to. That uniqueness is hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop, which utilizes sampling, continues to go back in the archives, goes back in the day, and keeps old-school music, musicians, icons that are legendary, and even ones that aren't legendary, alive. When you think about the songs from Sly Stone that were sampled, you think about the music from James Brown that was sampled, you think about all of the iconic and legendary people that put out music that has been sampled of all genres, that leads you to the road of learning about Sly Stone. And by the way, I didn't know that there was some sort of documentary that was done on Sly Stone. I haven't seen it. It was done by Questlove, the drummer from the Roots.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to have to dive into watching that. But yeah, man, that's an iconic name, gone but not forgotten at the age of 82.
And you were talking about hip hop. I think hip hop more than any other genre samples. You can sample the same tracks, but you can do so many different things with it in post, or you know, you can slow it down, you can speed it up, but at its core, there are some of those that are just, that can be used in so many different ways. And you're like, okay, I've heard this before, but you hear it in a different way, that it's old, but it's also new. And I think that kind of, that makes the hip hop genre a little bit more unique. Cause I can't think of like anything. I mean, now if something's a remake, that's one thing, but if you're going to take, I can't think of like, you know, something from Nirvana or something from Guns N' Roses or, you know, Whitesnake. I can't think of anything like that that has been taken and applied 15 or 20 years later. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's like you have things that are synonymous, but they're not things that you can replicate and put in other sorts of music and combine it. It's just, there are some genres that just don't allow that.
Listen to this as kind of a background. Born in Texas in 1943, second oldest of five children, his family moved to the Bay Area. That's where it's kind of like recognized that he's from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Got a job as a disc jockey in the early 60s, played everything from British rock to soul music, okay? The band formed in 66, a combination of Sly and his brother Freddie in their individual bands. Now, he was predominantly at the time a guitarist when the band formed.
Okay.
But he allowed Freddie to take that role in the new group and mostly play keyboard. Listen to this, because he was a musical prodigy.
Mm-hmm.
He learned to play guitar, keyboard, bass, and the drums as a child.
Wow. Just so impressive to have that versatility.
The Family Stone was the first major American rock band to be racially integrated.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that. I didn't.
First album in October of 1967, a whole new thing. It received limited attention,
mm-hmm.
but a month later the band launched the iconic song Dance to the Music. That was big. That was big. I know. You, now I can tell you're about to look it up now.
I am. I probably heard it.
You've heard it before. Yeah, look it up. Go ahead and look it up. We can play it. It peaked at number 8 on the Billboard pop singles chart. He said, quote, "I knew the music worked, but I didn't know if people would get it," according to Sly in a rare interview back in 2023. That's what happened after the first album. I poured everything into those songs. Music people liked, but not everyone was a music person. Yeah, you've heard this. Dance to the music.
Dance to the music. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. There we go. Now you know. See? I told you know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to cut it off. Man, let it breathe.
I can't let it breathe too long for legal reasons.
I'm just saying, you know, we're talking about Sly. Rest in peace, Sly.
Rest in peace, the FCC violation.
I mean, you can cut it now, but I mean, at least let us get to the hook.
Let us
get to the bridge.
I would. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Bridge done. It is though. Yeah, it's interesting though when you talked about him moving out to the Bay Area. Because you do think of kind of the Bay Area as kind of being a flashy hub for maybe a little bit of, you know, the disco, the punk, the hip hop. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a whole eclectic group. Like, that would be the place you would want to be. Because I know it's like they say Minneapolis has got their own sound. Well, I mean, I have to imagine that there's probably some sort of influences that helped with Sly and the Family Stone and his, you know, his characteristics growing up as a kid.
Hey, listen to this. He married his first wife, model Kathy Silva, on stage during a concert at Madison Square Garden in June of 1974. They had a son, Sylvester Jr., in 1973, but later separated in 76. He also has two daughters, okay? And this is what I hate. All right, he had one that was born in 82. Her name is Novena Carmel. Okay? I have no issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
This other one I have an issue with. His other daughter, who was born in 76, guess what her name was?
Henrietta?
Huh?
What? No, I don't know what her name is.
Slyvette.
Slyved?
Vet.
Slyvette.
I hate when people do that. I hate when people do that.
They just feminize their name?
Well, we see this when, and there's certain people, like there's an athlete that his name starts with a G. I'm not going to, because it's local. His name starts with a G. So then his son, his name is his name. He's Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has another son. It's a spinoff the name. Then a daughter, spin off the name. Like, I think you're doing too much when you're doing all of that. Like, why?
Yeah, that is, some people like it. It's unique. It's different, but.
How is it different?
Yeah. Well, because no matter what the name, I mean.
The name Slyvette is so uncool that she goes by her middle name.
But it's unique. What is her middle name?
Phunne.
Funny.
Funny?
Yeah. Funny with a PH. It's like saying you're fat. PHAT, pretty hot and tasty. Back in our day. You've never heard fat? Yeah, you've heard fat. PHAT, fat, pretty hot and tasty.
No. I'm aware of fat.
Yeah.
PHAT.
Right.
I mean, De La Soul came out with a song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about, like, her name is Funny.
That's just weird.
Well, it's either Funny or Pahoney, and I don't think they're going to go the Winnie the Pooh Honey reference.
It's better than Slyvette, I'll tell you that.
Slyvette, Funny.
Sly, why you do that to
Slyvette, Funny. What if she's not funny? What if she's, like, a very serious person? What if she's Slyvette and she drives a vet? Or she is a vet?
Slyvette.
I mean, I hope she's a vet that was a vet, that drives a vet. That would be awesome.
Yeah, Slyvette Robinson is her name.
Okay. Slyvette Funny.
Rest in peace to the late, great Sly Stone. 82.
You're taking shots at his kids.
82. No, at his daughter's name.
Okay.
Come on, Sly. I'm joking.
Well, I think it's a little
late. I'm having a little bit of fun.
I think it's a little late to change it.
Well, he's not
out.
Listening to me anyway.
I was going
to
say.
Why would he listen to me?
Yeah.
I was born in 73. Jeez.
You're older than Slyvette.
I know. Barely. I got her beat. She's still in her
40s. She's a pop.
Coming up next, final segment of The Lake Show on a Monday night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, I got some bad news for one Christopher Tubbs. Real bad news.
Okay. That's my entire life is bad news. What's up?
The bad news for Christopher Tubbs is that it's not looking good for the Edmonton Oilers.
No, don't.
Trailing 4-1 in game 3, Florida is all over them. You wanted Edmonton to win this series because you wanted Canada to come out on top. You're anti-America.
Yeah.
And so we'll see, man. But let's be honest. Both of those organizations, they're elite. Like, those are the two. They're running it back. Edmonton's trying to get over the hump because they lost last year. But, man, Florida's up 4-1 with 8 minutes remaining in the second period.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Yeah, that's how I feel, Michael Scott. It's just...
What you got against America?
I'm just pro-Canada. Pro-Canada. I love their syrup.
Okay, Trudeau.
Hey. Call me Carney now. Okay? I'm Carney. I'm a Carney.
Carney!
Guy. I'm a Carney guy. I'm a Carney guy. I just feel like Edmonton, you know, Edmonton deserves one. Sorry, Florida. You know, one thing about this series, though, is that the scoring comes quick and it comes in bunches. Like, you look up and you're like, Edmonton scores one.
You get a goal. You get a goal.
Yeah, and then bam, 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 Florida three, and then Edmonton scores two, and you're like, wait, what? Yep, this is... This series has been like playing NHL 94 on Sega Genesis, which, by the way, is like the greatest hockey game ever for a gaming console. It's just, you look at it and you're like, there's just a little, there's the star underneath the player and they get the goal and it's like gone. And then they light the lamp and everybody celebrates and you reset it. Because, I mean, we're in the second period and Florida's up 4-1 with like 8 minutes left.
But all these games, it's been a lot of scoring.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what the most amount of goals that an NHL Stanley Cup has had.
I don't know. That's a good question. But you're right. These two teams are absolutely elite. And I think, you know, my Oilers may have missed the opportunity when that game went to overtime. I think they scored, it was the latest overtime goal, latest Stanley Cup tying goal in regulation with like 7 seconds left, or like 17 seconds. Like, it was incredible to send that game to overtime. I felt like that was a game that Edmonton should have had, and now Florida's taken back home ice, and yeah, they have just, you know, they're up 4-1 right now.
Let me take a look at some, because I'm curious with the Stanley Cup. Because we're in game three. 5 goals have been scored so far.
Yep, so far.
Oh, come on.
You working on Windows 95 over there? Do I need to get off the phone so you can dial up and get on the computer?
I'm faster than you, I know that.
Well, this isn't Google. We're talking about speed.
I can't remember the when the game two was played. I'm trying to look up all the separate games. So 6-3.
So you get 9.
That was the initial game. No, that was Dallas. That was a totally separate series. All right, so Wednesday.
Yep.
That was game one. Edmonton won 4-3. So that was seven goals, right?
Yep.
Seven. Then I'm assuming they played Saturday night?
Yes, because they had to travel from Edmonton back down to Florida.
No, it was Friday night. So game one, there were 7 goals. Game two, there were 9, because that was 5-4. So that's 16. And tonight, we've got 5. That's 21. Right? Through 3 games, they've got 21 goals through 3 games so far. The record, according to, I'm doing a quick Google search, for total goals in a single series is 40. And that was 41-42 Stanley Cup Finals, Toronto versus Detroit.
Okay.
Detroit swept the series.
So wait a minute, they scored 40 goals and they swept?
Yeah, swept the series. They won all the games.
No, I know, but I mean, you're talking about, so they were averaging like 10 goals scored per game.
They swept the series 4-0. I didn't say they shut everybody out. I didn't say it was a shutout every game.
No, but
Forty goals were scored total.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They averaged 10 goals per game.
No, they didn't. I said combined in a single series, 40 goals between two teams.
Right. The two teams average 10 goals per game.
Oh, my God.
10 times 4 is 40, right? I'm not saying one team.
I didn't say average. We're just saying 40 goals in a series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many shutouts there were. I don't know if it was, you know, how many. Are you okay, man?
I'm just doing math. I'm doing math.
You're doing too much is what you're doing. I'm concerned about you.
By taking 10 times 4?
No, that wasn't the point of this.
Then 40 divided by 4.
Because for a second, you're like, oh, they won 10 nothing every game.
No, I said.
Essentially, that's what you said.
Averaging 10 goals per game between the two teams. So in order to get there, this series would probably have to go. It'd probably have to go 7.
We're only in the second period.
This game would have to go 7.
We get us another 3 goals out of this one.
No, how many would they have to average? Then that would be 8 tonight. That would be 8 plus 16, which would be 24 divided by 3. That'd be 8 goals. And they'd still be a couple goals behind the 1941-1942 pace. I'd like to do the on pace thing.
Well, the one thing we know is not going to be a sweep because I've been in one game once. So.
That's true. Well, then
so we don't have to worry about averages.
If it's not going to be a sweep, then you might as well just go 7 and break the record. Just go 7. Game 7 in
I'm
the NHL.
I'm pro-America. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go, Edmonton.
We're done here. Tomorrow night, we got final pitch.
You were also cheering for the Blue Jays, too, weren't you?
Twins baseball. You're the Canada guy.
I know.
You're Mr. Canada. You ever been in Canada?
Yes.
Where?
Winnipeg.
Oh, good for you.
Great strippers.
Talk to you guys tomorrow night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.